Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thanks, Bill. Here's what's happening this week in America.
The Coast Guard finds the missing Titanic submarine. The head of the teachers union fails up. Adam Schiff gloats after being censured. And a new report ranks the most livable cities on Earth. That's all coming up. And then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, the search for the missing Titan submersible is over. A multinational rescue team discovered debris from the missing ship scattered on the ocean floor near the wreck of the Titanic. Officials say all five people on board were instantly killed by a catastrophic decompression event. The Titan lost contact with its surface vessel Sunday morning after descending for nearly 2 hours. James Cameron, the director of the 1997 movie Titanic, who's been down to the wreckage himself 33 different times, said pretty much as soon as he heard about the incident, they all pretty much knew that it had to be some sort of massive shockwave event that took out all the secondary systems as well, because they completely lost contact. Randy Weingarten, the teachers union boss responsible for closing schools during COVID, has a new job at the Department of Homeland Security. She was invited by the Secretary Mayorkas to serve as a member of the DHS Academic Council. The group was formed last year to provide recommendations to the agency on school safety, research priorities, and hiring decisions. What a joke. Congressman Adam Schiff stopped by The View after being officially censured in the House for promoting the Russia-Trump conspiracy theories. Schiff believes he's being targeted because he opposes the former president. That doesn't make any sense. Half of the House opposes the former president. The Democrats said, quote, they go after people they think are standing up to their master, Donald Trump. Schiff is the 25th House member ever censured and the first since 2010. A new report ranks the most livable cities on the planet. The Economist magazine judged 173 cities based on life expectancy, cleanliness, pollution, access to nature, average income, and recreation. Top five: Vancouver, Canada, Sydney, Australia, Melbourne, Australia, Copenhagen, Denmark, and number one, Vienna, Austria. The worst place to live, Damascus, Syria. The highest American city on the list was Honolulu, coming in at 25th place. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. Hope you had a wonderful week. Bill O'Reilly will be here with your message of the day next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. The saga of Hunter Biden took a predictable turn this week when the Nepo guy took a plea deal from a Justice Department that did not want any part of his situation. It took 5 years for the U.S. attorney in Delaware to allege that Hunter Biden failed to pay taxes on more than $1 million and lied on his application to buy a handgun. A small ball case like that should have taken 5 months, not 5 years. The tax charges, incredibly, are misdemeanors. The gun crime is a felony, but it'll be expunged if Hunter behaves in the future. Mr. Biden did not receive jail time, and he'll most likely just pay a fine and be put on probation. Without a doubt, the Biden family soaked the corrupt worldwide financial system for more than $10 million, some say $20 million, while Daddy Joe was vice president. That happened beyond any doubt. As a mafia guy said in Godfather 2, the Bidens just wanted to wet their beaks, and Hunter got soaked. The unanswered question is whether Big Bird Joe got a taste. Don't know, but the guy has lived large for years without a salary backup. I do know that. I suspect the Biden money train story is not over. Republicans smell cash in the water, if that's possible. Two congressional committees are biding their time about whether Joe Biden himself received bribes. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Vincent says, Bill, I spent 10 years with the NYPD, 30 years with the Vermont Department of Corrections. During the 40 years, I never heard of a felony weapon charge getting a diversion program sentence. Thank you for that information, Vincent. Thank you. Ann Hill, Mountain Home, Arkansas. You said on the No Spin News that Trump didn't turn over the documents when asked. First, how do you know that they really asked for the documents? I'm skeptical of anything that government does. And information, the request from the National Archives, was presented to the grand jury. That's what prosecutors do. They present evidence, their evidence, to the grand jury. Now, if you don't trust the government, a lot of people don't trust, but that's what happened. Jacqueline Banellos, Mission Viejo, California. Does Hunter Biden have to pay back taxes? Yes. He has to pay back, and he'll be fine. As I write in a message of the day, I hope you read it today on BillO'Reilly.com. Somebody else will pay the fine for him. That's how these grifters go. Susan Line, Boswell, Downington, Pennsylvania. I'm confused. Is the plea deal regarding tax evasion, a weapons charge that has been in the news, mean Hunter Biden cannot be charged with any crimes? No. If he does, they could prove he did something else. They just can't charge him on those exact crimes again. It's called double jeopardy. Bill Forrest, Woodbridge, Virginia. Your assessment of the Hunter Biden outcome reminds me of how I see things. I expect nothing, so I'm never disappointed. When someone surprises me by doing the right thing, it is an unexpected gift. That's a good philosophy. I don't have high expectations of humanity anymore, but I get angry when people do the wrong thing. In a moment, something you might not know.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Each June, thousands of Americans gather at convention centers all across the USA to celebrate one of the oldest entertainment traditions in this country, comic books. On average, the typical comic book fan spends $500 a year on his or her hobby. Total sales, $16 billion annually on comics. While some issues sell for as little as 50 cents, others can be had for millions of dollars. Here are the most valuable comic books in the world. Captain America Comics number one, $340,000 at auction. The cover of the comic shows the captain fighting Adolf Hitler 9 months before the U.S. entered World War II. Next, Tales of Suspense number 39, the debut of Iron Man, worth $375,000. Today, the Iron Man franchise is valued at $4 billion. Flash Comics number 1, sold at auction in 2019 for $500,000. The 1940s success of The Flash financed one of the biggest entertainment companies in the USA, DC Comics. Next, Detective Comics, number 27. That went for more than $1 million. The debut of The Dark Knight, better known as Batman. The character has appeared in 12 major movies, 25 novels, 9 different TV shows. The most expensive comic book in the world, Superman, issue number 1. Published in 1939 by DC Comics, Superman was the first comic book devoted entirely to a single character. A mint copy sold last year for $5.3 million. And here's something else you might not know. During World War II, the U.S. War Department censored Superman. The feds did not want any discussion of nuclear activity or troop movements. So the comics were told not to hypothesize about that. And they didn't. Back after this. That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. No spin, just facts. We are always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.